This week on Balls, 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 we have our first in-studio guest. We talk a little NFL and NBA free agency, play Really Trivial Pursuit, and we tell you why your team is the worst. Welcome to Balls, 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 a podcast about sports and other things. This week we have a bevy of topics.
And a bevy of beautiful maidens.
And our first in-studio guest, my brother Kenny.
That's me.
Welcome, Kenny. Welcome.
I have nothing to say.
I don't feel welcomed by Adam at all.
Kenny, tell us a little bit about yourself. When did you exit the womb?
It was about 1:50 in the morning.
Not bad.
It's pretty early.
Yeah. Early to bed, early to rise, makes a fetus come out of the womb.
The prize.
Makes the fetus the prize.
Yeah.
Okay.
All three.
Kenny is a Colts fan.
By day.
By day, and
that's it.
That's okay.
And a Broncos fan by night, because every Colts fan is a de facto Bronco fan.
Nope. Listen, I still, when the Broncos and the Colts play a game, I choose to root for the Colts, because although I would love to be in a romantic relationship with Peyton Manning, the Colts are my team.
Last week, when we trashed the Colts and why your team is the worst, Kenny listened and he thought that we missed out on one crucial detail, the fact that they didn't even try to trade Peyton Manning. Like, they just released him. And he's like, you could have at least got a 7th-round pick for him.
That's true.
Someone would have given up probably a 5th-round pick. Probably even a 3rd-round pick for Peyton Manning.
It seems like that's always the case, though. Like, you always hear, like, oh, this guy's on the block for the last 3 months, and nobody ends up trading for him. And then they're like, okay, we'll
just because they
him.
Know he's going to get
eventually, you just
anyways.
Cut the person anyways. Yeah. And I think what they want to do is it was more like a respect for Peyton Manning. So I kind of got that. It's like, we want you to be able to decide what you're going to do. You've given us this and that. You've taken us to Super Bowls. We'll let you kind of choose. But at the same time, it's like, you suck. You're gone.
You're gone. Later.
You're cut.
Yeah, but I mean, I understand the respect thing. But like, in some of those instances, like, you think like, okay, if you really want this guy, you don't want to let him hit free agency, like, or get cut. You know what I mean?
So you're saying the team would trade for him that really wants him?
Yeah. There's all these. As soon as Peyton Manning was released, every team offered him a contract, basically. You had, like, reports like.
Mm-hmm. He visited a lot of teams.
That's what I said. Like, one of those teams, if they would have been smart enough to just, like, you know what, let's just bite it and trade a 1st-round pick. Indy would be like, you know what, Peyton, we love you,
but
it's a 1st-round pick.
And then we'll waste it on somebody because the Colts never draft.
Then we'll draft.
It almost seemed like when the rest of the NFL caught wind that they were just going to release Peyton Manning. Nobody phoned in because they're like, well, I'm not going to offer anything.
I'm not going to trade because I can get him for free. Yeah.
Who do you think it's most surprising that they are still a free agent?
In the NFL?
Yeah.
I would say Evan Mathis right now, but there's a few other players. Like Wes Welker.
Wes Welker is what I would say.
Yeah. I mean, you think that probably the next time he gets tackled, he might legitimately just go brain dead because of how many concussions he's had.
Potentially.
He should stop playing football.
He should have stopped playing a while ago.
Well, I mean, I don't know what kind of contract he's looking for, but he's still a person who could help a team in some sense.
Bengals signed Terrell Pryor to play receiver. Not the Bengals, but the Browns.
The Browns, yeah.
Like, over Wes Welker.
Wes Welker is a free agent, guys. Like, at least that dude knows how to play receiver.
But I think that says a lot about where Welker is, though. Like,
yeah.
I
would assume it's kind of like.
I think he's done. I don't think anyone takes a chance on him. There's just too much risk, and
no one
wants
to
be
that risk. Or he's saying, "I want an outrageous amount of money."
Yeah. Or no one wants to be the team to actually have someone die on the field.
It seems like all the suspensions came out just all of a sudden, like 2 days ago.
I think it was almost designed that way.
I would have to assume so.
It's kind of okay. We're gonna put down the ruling on all these cases at once.
Right. Yeah, like, I didn't even know there were things that were potential. Like, I'd not heard.
I think that was
Kendrick
like
or
there was like a drug testing period. Like, at one point in the off season.
Is it mandatory
recently.
Now?
I think
mandatory.
So. You have to be dumb to get busted in the NFL. You know it's coming.
And they do it all the time.
I had no idea that these supplements were
the drug testing or drugs.
Both. Yeah. No, not.
Yeah. And then every player releases a statement talking about how they had no idea that the supplement that they're taking. Oh,
I didn't know that was a drug.
Like, you make millions of dollars based on your performance and your body. You have access to the best paid doctors in the world.
It's not like these guys are just Googling, like, good stuff to get buff or something. Like, yeah. They have doctors specifically telling them what to do and
but
what it is.
But I did hear if you check Antonio Gates' search history, that was one of the things that they did find. So he could, in his appeal...
That's why he
in his
was
appeal,
suspended.
he could get it reduced to 2 games because he was just being dumb and Googled the wrong...
That's what it's based on.
Yeah. Google said good stuff to get buff, and the number one answer was steroids. And he's like, oh, all right, yeah.
If it works.
I guess I'll get those. All right, well, our first segment of the day is the ballsy question of the week.
Brought to you by Kenny.
Brought to you by Kenny.
Prawat.
Prawat.
Penny Crayvon.
What is the ballsy question of the week?
Ballsy question of the week is, it's an opinion question. So let's say you have the opportunity, you have a shot at glory. You get to throw or catch the game-winning Super Bowl touchdown pass. However, you choose one player that levels you upon completion of the pass or reception. Who would you choose? Keeping in mind that the person you choose tells everyone how much of a man you are or are not.
So you're choosing who's hitting you?
Yeah,
you're choosing
you choose...
if you're catching or throwing?
No, no, no.
I guess you can be either way.
So you choose, in your mind, some people want to be a receiver, some people want to be a quarterback. Who would you choose to hit you?
Does it have to be a current player? Can they be retired?
They can be retired.
Gotcha.
Because I would choose Ray Lewis.
Why?
Well, because he's the
he
bossiest guy out
people.
There. Like, well, yeah, he
legitimately kills people.
But if you choose somebody like Steve Weatherford, punter for the New York Giants.
Why would he be on the field?
Hey, look, I don't know.
Drilled by a punter.
I don't know.
Terrible on you. It's like, dude, this punter just laid you out. You don't even deserve credit for that touchdown.
Hey, you don't know. They have got a lot of injuries in their secondary. Steve Weatherford's out there playing as a corner.
The reserve corner.
He's Steve Weatherford. He comes blitzing off the edge in this situation. Steve Weatherford was playing man-to-man coverage, probably in the slot, and comes blitzing and sacks you.
Yeah.
But obviously you got it off because you threw the game-winning touchdown. I was going to say Brian Dawkins would be my choice.
Brian Dawkins.
Dude is a good hitter, and I would just like to meet him, so I might be knocked out, but at least I get a chance to say hi.
As he's leveling you. Hey!
Yeah! What's up, man?
Because, you know, it adds glory to the play if a really massive person takes you out and you still complete.
You get nailed, but you still made the catch.
It's, yeah. I would probably, my first thought was Ndamukong Suh, because he's such a brute force. He's labeled as a dirty player. But, like, even in the midst of getting destroyed by him, or maybe like J.J. Watt, you threw this perfect spiral, and it was just, it's more of a slam in their face. Like, yeah.
When I was thinking current players, that's the guy who came to mind. You have any opinions? Who's hitting you up?
Blake just gave me a pretty seductive face, in my opinion. I'd choose Earl Thomas. Earl Squamous.
He'd probably break your knees, because that dude always goes low. Yeah.
I guess my final answer would be Jamarcus Russell, because he was big enough to play inside linebacker.
Yeah, he was big enough to play defensive tackle. And, didn't they say he was over 300 pounds at one point? Yeah.
As a quarterback.
There's a play where he sacked himself.
So Mark Sanchez got sacked by his own lineman.
But that's one thing. He just like dropped back and like tripped and like just laid on the ground.
They just caught him down just because he wasn't
like he's not getting back up.
You don't get back up.
All right. Well, that was the ballsy question of the week brought to you by Kenny.
K-Watt.
If you liked our answers, good.
Tweet them.
Or if you have your own opinions, who's sacking you?
Who's sacking you?
Who would you get sacked by?
Favorite punter in the game. There's only one right answer.
John Ryan every time.
Dustin Colquitt.
Who's John Ryan?
He's the redhead from the Seahawks.
Chris Cluey.
He's the weirdest
now, who's
ever.
The black guy from Marquette King?
Oh, yeah.
On the Raiders?
Yeah.
That's the right answer.
He's got his armbands and his both armbands dancing, getting ready to catch a snap.
I'd want to get sacked by him.
He is the swaggy P of punters. He's swaggy punter.
Like, most punters were like number one or zero or something stupid. He's like number seven, armband out. He's got a visor.
He probably tells
I can't see because of the lights. I need a visor. Can't. I didn't want him to tip him off by my eye direction. I'm not punting left. I'm not punting right. I don't want anyone to know. Okay, let's move into our next segment. We have our favorite segment, Really Trivial Pursuit, brought to you by
top five of anything.com,
a website that we strongly recommend.
Very strongly.
We're going to start this off on a good note.
You're going to start it off good. What do we got? What's the first question? So, Blake has the questions.
But I don't have the answers. But he doesn't have the answers. In it.
So
we got top five unhappiest countries in the world, 2015.
Let's see. God.
What are your thoughts?
I gotta go. I'm gonna go Russia, China.
North Korea's
gotta be there.
I wonder if
they'd
be on there. Like, do they survey North Korea?
Yeah.
Are you guys happy?
Send a piece of paper.
Yeah, maybe like the communist the countries wall. They can't even get into, so they don't even know. But I'm picking all the communist ones. I'm gonna go somewhere in the Middle East because that
be
place
an
sucks.
African country where everyone is Middle.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Iraq and then the Congo. Those are my five. Kenny,
I'm gonna go. Egypt, Iran, Sudan, Eritrea.
Oh, wow. That's a wild card.
And the United States.
The United States?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow, he's ballsy.
You got any guesses? You want
ballsy
to
answer
out there
of the week.
I get the answer?
I want to say Iran, Saudi Arabia, the Congo, what was the other one I was thinking of? Oh, India. And
Burundi is probably the other one you were thinking of.
Thinking Burundi?
That's okay. Number
That's
two.
That's what you were thinking of.
Yeah, number two.
Number one
job.
Is Togo.
Togo.
That's in Africa. Burundi. Where is Burundi?
Burundi?
Yeah.
It's in Africa.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Told you.
And then Syria, which makes a lot of sense because it's not a good place right now. Benin, B-E-N-I-N.
Also Africa.
And then Rwanda.
Rwanda. The hotel.
Also Africa.
I kind of thought about that.
That sucks.
Yeah, I'm not surprised whatsoever.
That's terrible. All right, let's see. What's our next?
Countries that consume the most pasta.
Italy.
So we're going Italy, U.S. I'm going to say Greece.
Not a bad guess.
Not a good guess.
I want to say Brazil.
Oh, Japan. They eat like noodles. I don't know if that's technically
sure
pasta.
That.
Yeah, what do you
noodles? I don't think
pasta.
Noodles are pasta.
I'm calling those pasta.
How are
no.
noodles,
noodles
not
are not pasta.
Pasta. How are noodles not pasta?
I'm being facetious.
Noodles. And then I'm also saying China. China's going to make
all. I'm going to go all Southeast Asia.
Is rice pasta?
No, that's a grain.
I'm going to say like Vietnam.
There is rice pasta.
Thailand.
Yes,
Laos.
But I don't think that's what we're looking for.
You're going to leave Italy completely
Indonesia
out.
And Italy.
Okay.
Adam. Okay, so let's see. So the number one.
Italy.
The U.S., baby.
We're number one.
Rocking
more
it.
We're more Italian than Italia.
Well, is that by pound? Is it per capita?
It says per capita consumption,
8.8
kilograms
per person.
Kilograms per person per year?
What? How does that make sense?
Okay, so Italy, what is this in metric tons? Oh, okay, so
I think we're
gonna there's less people there.
Okay.
So we eat 2,700,000 metric tons of pasta a year. Italy eats 1.5 million.
Brazil is a good guess. That's on there.
Brazil, 1.1. Russia's at 1. Russia eats a lot of pasta.
They gotta stay warm.
And then finally, Germany.
Yeah, Russia's on there because they eat ramen noodles all the time to stay warm.
You guys really went the right route with Southeast Asia and Japan and everything.
No one likes you, Adam.
Okay, let's get a sports topic. You guys ready for this?
Maybe.
The top five sexiest male sports.
Sports.
I'm going to go curling, number one.
Curling.
Archery, number two.
Yeah, that's a sexy one.
Marathon.
I'm not buying. I'm selling marathon. I'm going to go buying.
Marathon
sell.
Number three.
Sell.
You're selling it?
Selling marathon.
Sell marathon.
Number four. I'm really going to... For number four, I'm really leaning towards the high dive. If you've seen that in the Olympics.
Oh, the speedos are nice.
Tight cores.
Their butts always come out, though, when they get into the water.
Yeah.
And like number five, I'm going to go ping pong.
Ping pong. Okay, I'm going lugeing, followed by bobsled. I'm picking all winter Olympic sports. Male figure skating.
Okay, here's the list notes. Maybe this will help. Percentage of female respondents who answered yes when given a list of 15 sports, physical activities, and asked if engaging in them would make a member of the opposite sex more attractive.
Okay, so beach volleyball, football.
I think soccer's going to be on there.
Basketball, soccer.
I don't think basketball's on there.
Baseball's at the bottom of the list.
Hockey.
When you hear what these are, this list is complete garbage.
The biathlon.
Adam, do you have any guesses?
I mean, football, volleyball, and
the number one
sport would be the biggest
on this list is climbing.
Climbing.
That's what it's
God! People get number really two. Climbing. Number
people
two.
Get tone doing that.
Okay, number one is climbing. Number two is even more ambiguous.
Extreme sports is number two. Wait, like this list is terrible.
That's the,
even
just
make
a
sense.
General.
Here's number five.
That's not a sport.
Going to the gym. So this, we are totally wrong in what this
But number three is soccer.
So,
number four, this sport, this one's wild. Like, every time I see someone
think,
doing this,
man,
I'm like,
that guy's hot.
Wow.
Parkour.
Hiking.
You see that dude hiking?
That really
those
turns
boots
you
are so nice.
Dude, those boots. He probably bought them through L.L. Bean. His whole outfit is from L.L. Bean. That is cute.
Now, this next one is something I know a lot about. This is going to be our last topic for the day.
Popic.
Types of alcohol consumed in the United States. Top five.
Well, Blake, what are your top five alcohols?
Well, the main one I drink would have to be...
Malt liquor.
Malt liquor, for sure.
Malt and
Dew.
That's
my number one.
Colt 45.
Okay. 9mm.
That's a gun.
So
Colt
45.
Colt
45.
I'm going in this order. Beer, vodka, wine, tequila, whiskey.
What'd you think?
Well, considering beer is not a spirit.
It didn't say spirits.
It says type of alcohol that has spirits and...
I think it's saying like alcohol or spirits.
He misled you.
Justin is cheating.
I can't see
the...
I can't see the... Okay.
He doesn't have the answers.
Fine. I'll go vodka, gin.
I think gin's going to be in America's top five.
Yeah. Rum... Whiskey and whiskey.
I'm gonna go vermouth, absinthe.
Easily number one.
Rum, rum, rum.
Rum, rum, rum.
To round out the bottom three.
What about rum or raisin?
Oh man. Oh wow. Okay.
So number one, vodka.
Number five is the best.
Number two,
rum.
Number three, American whiskey. Go ahead with number four.
Cordials and liquors. Liqueurs.
Cordials, what is that? What's
cordials? Cordials? I don't know. Number five, the number five most consumed alcohol in the United States is Canadian whiskey.
That doesn't seem American to me.
Yeah. How could we do that to ourselves?
Can we go back to that Blake didn't know how to say the word cordial?
I don't know what that is.
Let's do one more question for the audience. Gaming. How's
Let's
you
see
gaming?
What gaming?
Let's see what this is about. The top. Go up. Go up. Right here, number two.
The top five countries with the most international chess players.
Chess masters.
Masters.
Let's look at the list.
Pretty obvious choices.
Yeah, pretty obvious. Actually, not obvious at all.
Not at all.
I'm going to read these just because I want to.
I feel it. No. So I want to say top chess players.
International Masters.
International Chess Masters.
I feel like Japan's got to be one of them.
No.
What, is China one?
No.
Is North Korea one?
No.
Or South Korea?
No.
Are any African?
No.
Are they all European?
No. Yay. Mostly.
Yeah, all the, most of them.
I feel like, is France one?
No.
Portugal?
No.
Spain?
No.
Germany?
Yes.
Italy?
It yeah, just keep saying countries.
These are all of my top guesses.
Number one with 430 international chess masters. Russia. They have nothing to do. I want to see what their alcohol consumption is. It's 100% vodka and 100% chess. Like, that's what they do.
What was the other thing they were top five in? Unhappiest? Or, no, pasta.
Yeah,
pasta.
They were...
They're eating pasta, getting drunk, and playing chess.
Playing some chess. U.S. came in at the bottom with 101, tied with Hungary.
Sources. Various. I feel very confident in this list now that I know there are various sources.
Good citation, top five of anything. All right, well, speaking of the Raiders, this week we're going to be talking about the AFC West as we talk about each division on our way toward the regular season. So,
I'm curious if you guys will have like more debate on this since this is kind of your division. Like maybe you'll... Or maybe because of that, you guys kind of have, like, similar thoughts. I guess we'll see
what happens. I mean, obviously, I'm a huge Chiefs homer, so I'm going to pick them to win the division.
Kenny, do you like the Chiefs?
Every year. No, he doesn't like
the Chiefs. I respect.
I like Colts.
That's a
right.
team.
He's a Colts fan. I'll go ahead and let Adam start us off with his predictions and thoughts of the AFC West in general, because I know that he's very passionate.
Been a frustrating offseason so far, feeling like the Chiefs have made a lot of good strides to do phenomenal things. Like when I look at the Chiefs roster and the 11 men that they will put on the field on both sides of the football, there is not one position that I look at and say, man, that's a weakness for us. I mean, obviously there are things where you would love to have more talent, but from top to bottom, the roster to me is phenomenal. Great coaching staff, great general manager. Like, I just have all of the faith in the world in that. And when you look at the potential of all the players, it's something that speaks extremely well, I think, that you just don't look at them and see these weaknesses where you're going to be able to, you know, exploit anything defensively or offensively.
I still don't think their secondary is super strong, and I wouldn't really put a lot of money into the receivers with just Macklin.
Justin, can we just review real quick? Last year, they had, was it the second best pass defense in the NFL?
They did have the second best pass defense
right.
in the NFL.
So they do have a pretty bad secondary, considering that they were, you know, only second in the NFL.
Been at first, you're last.
Like, this is the kind of thing, though. Blake, nothing against you. But, like, everyone's like, oh, I don't know those names. You know, they're obviously terrible. They don't have a secondary. They don't have any receivers. Alex Smith is awful. It's like...
The only criticism
just because they're not
them.
First round picks or anything like that, like before Legion of Boom became Legion of Boom, it was who's Earl Thomas, who's Richard Sherman, who are these people? It's just that they had that success, they had, you know, the eventual Super Bowl runs and everything, and that got them their name.
Yeah, I think, and two, I think my one, the only criticism I have against the Chiefs secondary is that they dropped like 13 interceptions last year. Which would have totally changed their season. I remember counting them, like, in one game, they dropped three. In their hands.
Yeah.
In their hands. And then they're just like, no.
No.
That's fine. Yeah, I mean, I look at the division. Everyone's still somehow picking the Chargers to be the team that would overtake the Broncos. And
Chargers
I get
got worse this offseason.
Well, I get it in theory because they have the better quarterback. They have Phillip Rivers. And to me, in my opinion, okay. coming into this yeah. season, I think Phillip Rivers is the best quarterback in the division. Like, with like thinking about how where Peyton Manning is, if I'm going to pick between the two right now, I would probably pick Phillip Rivers just because he has a few more years, like, where he could still sling the football, you know, still throw downfield really good. Well, he's very accurate.
Yes, but beyond that, I mean, I just want to look at what's happening in 2015.
What I'm saying is that, like, the last few years for the Chargers is they've been like 8-8, 8-8, 8-8, 9-7, 9-7. They've not shown, like, they've been in this, like, stagnant place for quite a while. They could take that next step, but the last two seasons, the Chiefs have been the second place team. So when you look at it theoretically, you would say, okay, well, the team that's been right there behind the Broncos the whole time.
The conversation keeps being who's going to overtake the Broncos, and people are saying Chargers. And it's funny because before they can overtake the Broncos, they have to actually overtake the Chiefs.
But let's see. I mean, I like the Chiefs to win the division this year. I don't know how many games they're going to win. I think that they finally beat Peyton Manning. Finally. I think they've beat him once in his entire career, which is awful. I have no idea. I have a hard time reading the Raiders, like, because Derek Carr, like, part of the season, you're like, man, maybe he could be good. Like,
there's just way too much hype around Derek Carr. Like, people saying, I was reading all the predictions, like, you know, NFL.com recently put out, like, the all AFC West team and all NFC North team and everything. And for now, it had Peyton Manning as, you know, the best quarterback there. And they were saying, in a couple years, this will be Derek Carr's name. And it's like, he showed some flashes last year, yes, but at no point did he say, I am a future Hall of Fame quarterback, I am going to be phenomenal.
Yeah. Like,
there was nothing that showed that.
What do you think about AFC West, Kenny?
Well, first let's talk about the Raiders. Okay, there's nothing to talk about. Now let's talk about the Broncos.
Beautiful.
Nice segue.
I like that segue. I live in the Bay Area, and there are a lot of Raiders fans. However, there are far more 49ers fans even on that side of the bay than there are Raiders fans. And so I think the franchise is horribly mismanaged and has been for many years. And I don't get why they can't take notes from other teams in the NFL and just make better decisions.
I don't know. I feel like lately, at least it's been better than what it had been in years past, where, like, they were just
basically since Al Davis died.
Random guys, like, at least, like,
are you fast?
They're smart.
You're a first round draft pick.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you did in college. You ran a 4.240.
You're in.
They continue to whiff in free agency. You look at who they picked up this year.
Rodney Hudson was a good sign, but they
It was just because they overpaid him. They overpaid Michael Crabtree after no one else would give him what he wanted. They signed Trent Richardson.
Oh, did they sign Trent Richardson?
Yes.
Oh.
They didn't sign him to start or anything.
Like I know, that. But
that's where
they signed him for a lot of money.
You see, a lot of guys have been in the NFL for a while. They go to the Raiders, and their career dies shortly thereafter.
Trent Richardson's career has been dying slowly as we go.
This will just be the death knell for him.
Yeah.
Well, they get Maurice Jones-Drew. He was on the Jaguars for a long time, and then he went out to Oakland and had one season and retired.
I didn't even think he had, like, a rush yard against the Chiefs.
He was, I mean, that was beyond his, like, prime. So it seems like once you get older, you have maybe a year or two left that you're going to play. That's when you go to the Raiders.
And that's when the Raiders say, we'll overpay you.
Because the Raiders can't sign any free agents. No one wants to go there. So you have to pay them way more money, and then they go once nobody else wants to sign them. I don't know.
Looking at the division as a whole, I think two teams got better, the Chiefs and the Raiders, and two teams stayed the same or potentially got worse in the Broncos and the Chargers. So if I'm going to pick a team to win the division, it's going to be the Chiefs.
Guess we will have to see.
We're going to wait and find out.
That's what the season's good about,
huh? I'm excited. I'm so excited. All right, well, let's move on. Talk a little bit more sports. NBA free agency. Not very exciting. Like, there's, like, nothing to say about it.
Like, I have to think, like, it's going to be a lot bigger next year.
LeBron James is going to be on the Bulls.
Nope.
This year.
No, he won't be on the Bulls. I mean, what's-his-face is the biggest player, Aldridge.
Yeah. He hasn't signed anywhere yet, so there's not a whole lot of news. I mean, there's been some smaller players getting a lot of money that I've noticed.
But him going, where could he go that would make them a contender? Like that would put a team over the top?
People are saying the Spurs, he could go there again. I don't know why, but he visited with the Suns, which doesn't make sense. Me and Adam kind of talked about that a little bit. Like, what is going to the Suns? How is that any different than staying in Portland?
Yeah, there's not, like, a huge market.
It's like, not like either one of those teams are one player away.
Right. I finally saw something, I think yesterday, about how some player, assumingly, Damian Lillard, was, like, talking to LaMarcus Aldridge, trying to get him to come back.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if LaMarcus Aldridge leaves, that's four of their five starters.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be a part of that, really.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if he went to the Spurs, that would be a big... I mean, they're just good anyway, because they have probably the best coach in the league.
Justin is one of, like, four people that just said he likes the Spurs.
Yeah, I don't like the Spurs, but they are good.
They're good. You respect them, but...
Here's the thing. If he goes there, even after Tim Duncan or Tony Parker retires, they still have a ton of talent, like,
behind If you want to get a championship, that's where you...
And you know how I feel about Kawhi Leonard. I think he is... one of the best players in the game right now.
Kawhi Leonard is the next J.R. Smith.
Yeah.
Justin knows a lot about the NBA.
I know a ton.
J.R. Smith and Kawhi Leonard, basically the same guy.
Yep.
Except not at all.
J.R. Smith, he's like Defensive Player of the Year candidate every year.
As well as the best shooter in the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
His percentage is
on point.
He was carrying the Cavs through the playoffs, essentially, with his performance.
I think Kawhi Leonard is the next Meta World piece.
Mm.
Peta yeah. World Meese.
All he would need to do is punch a couple of Pistons fans.
Yeah.
Are the Pistons still a team?
Yes.
Do they even play?
I thought they folded.
They're in Detroit, so no one really cares.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Detroit was trying to file for bankruptcy. Technically, and that brings us back to why Michigan is the worst state.
Actually, they're in Auburn Hills, which is just outside Detroit, so maybe they're safe.
From the bankruptcy?
Yeah.
Who's on the Pistons? Are there any players on the team?
There's the one guy.
They just have the coaches play.
Early in his career, Dennis Rodman was on the Pistons.
The Pistons were good not that long ago. They won championships.
Early 2000s, it was only the Spurs and the Pistons. Those were the two teams.
Yeah, that I don't remember that.
Really? They played in the finals, like, 3 years in a row, I feel like.
They had, like, Chauncey Billups and Tayshaun Prince and Ben Wallace and...
Ben Wallace.
They have Brandon Jennings and Andre Drummond right now.
Let's be honest, though.
Let's be honest.
They should fold as a franchise. All in favor, raise your hand.
They just forfeit every year.
We did have a 3-1 vote just now.
Just because, again, Michigan.
Michigan. The state where you go to get killed by a dog.
Honestly, I'm becoming more of a Michigan fan as I spend more time there. It's just the drivers. Can't take them. And I hate Detroit.
I can't take the bridges. The bridges drive me up a dog.
Who then bites
you. They drive you into a dog.
It's just a bunch of people, you know, the bad drivers breeding with bad drivers.
No fault insurance.
My mom was from Michigan and she was a terrible driver.
Yeah, insurance in Michigan is more expensive. God, I think our mom lived in Michigan for a little bit, and she's a horrible driver. She has no idea what's going on the road.
My mom's going 90 miles per hour at all times, even if there's red lights.
I'm friends with your mom on Facebook now.
I'm very impressed by that.
She friended me.
Are you coming to a summer party, Justin?
I was not invited to a summer party.
You're always invited to a summer party.
Slumber party or summer?
Slumber and summer.
Is it like slumber party?
It should be.
So you guys like build like a faux slum in the backyard and like slumber pretend party. Like you live.
It's a slum theme.
And then
party.
We show Slumdog Millionaire over and over.
Obviously.
Shout
out to our pastor, Lucas Miles, who's calling me right now.
Thanks, Lucas, if you're listening. Anyway, that wraps up our free agency talk for the NBA.
Great talk.
Great talk there, because there's nothing going on. So. Why your team is the worst!
Worst!
Notre Dame edition!
Notre Dame edition.
Kenny's got a lot to say.
Oh my god. Where to start? Where to start?
Was this a segment where
I like that. I was bummed that Justin didn't get an actual effect in there with it.
No, it's better if we do our own effects.
Let's keep our clap tracks going. Those are really good.
Make the own claps. Okay. So Notre Dame, I'm just going to start this off with, look, you're not a contender. You haven't been. Nor will you.
There was that one year.
That one year when you beat a bunch of crappy teams by 1 point in triple overtime. Where your best player had a fake girlfriend who died.
Dang, that's tough. Can't imagine the struggles
he's going struggle through. The struggle that Manti Te'o must have been going through as his imaginary girlfriend died.
The fact that, like, when I think about that and he was all, like, broken up, oh, she's dead. For her to be imaginary, you never met her, even. You're a person you've never met, even.
Even if you were fooled by someone, this is an individual whom you've never met or had any real connection with. You've never seen, you've never met, you've only talked to someone pretending to be that person on the phone.
I thought the guy was cuter, anyways.
I thought she was kind of cute.
Did you?
The struggle is real for Manti Te'o, anyway.
That's tough. It's hard to go through. It's hard to recover.
It's hard, because I had a similar thing in middle school, when I had an imaginary girlfriend and she broke up with me.
I remember in like a third grade, I wrote a note to this girl and she said no, and never bounced back.
Yeah.
You've written notes to me, too.
Blake's been down since then.
Ever since. I used to not be monotone at all.
So, Manti Te'o, we feel for you.
You used to have so much enthusiasm.
That really changed it.
And you know what? All the indie fans that supported Manti Te'o.
Manti. I hate Notre Dame because they have the most annoying fans of any team. I live in South Bend. I have to deal with them all the time. Absolutely horrible. All of these players, like the constant controversy that comes out over cheating, rape allegations, university like stealing money and just taking everyone for pretty much everything they're worth, and then everyone's constantly coming out like, oh my gosh, they're such high ethics and such hard workers, they're just such great people. I'm like, I don't care if you like, just admit to me if you like the football team and like you like it's Notre Dame, that's fine. Just admit, you know what, they're kind of shady people.
Well, they're always like, oh, well, the reason our draft class isn't as high is because we have higher standards and you have to be able to get into Notre Dame
first.
Yeah,
you have to know how to be able to cheat really well.
And like, then they do.
God, I can't remember what player it was. It was some member of the secondary who got suspended last year and he's coming back this year.
Yeah.
And he posted on Facebook like saying, oh, just got reaccepted, blah, blah, blah. And I looked at the comments on it and it was just a bunch of people being like, oh man, you know, it's so great to see that you worked so hard to get back and everything. We know you're going to do so great. This is why I love Notre Dame players. They just have such a great work ethic. I'm like, do we remember that he was suspended for cheating? Like, let's just go back to that fact real quick.
Let's talk about the coach that never was. George O'Leary. George O'Leary, if you had forgotten, was at one point the Notre Dame football head coach. You may not remember George O'Leary.
I don't.
Because he came after Tyrone Willingham and before Charlie Weiss. And you're thinking, well, there wasn't a coach in between them, but there was. Because George O'Leary was hired and fired within a month. Because he lied on his resume. And I believe Notre Dame is still paying out his contract.
Still paying him.
They're still paying Charlie Weiss. They're still paying George O'Leary.
It's just surprising that they care that he lied on his application when all of their, you know, players do, and they're
but
fine with that.
But here's the thing. How did they not know that he lied on his application? It's college sports. All you have to do is type in Google, what was his record at this school? And you will find...
He lied and put a fake record. That's
I don't even know what
him.
It was, but like...
You said you were 7-9.
Maybe he like listed...
You were 6-10.
Yeah, he listed a reference on there. Maybe that wasn't a real person.
He like, listed like, I coached Peyton Manning to win.
Yeah, he put
Manti Te'o's
girlfriend
down.
Yeah, he put Manti Te'o's girlfriend. They tried to call her. Like, wait a second. She's not real. You lied. You have no references.
He was saying he won a Super Bowl with Peyton Manning and Tom Brady in 2005.
Right. I remember that Wake Forest.
The dual quarterback.
And they were just like, you know what?
Game.
That sounds right.
I mean, that's why they're the worst.
They're the worst. Uh, Well, that's basically all we have for this week. Adam, let's go around and say what our victories of the week were. What was your victory of the week?
Last night, so Friday night, I gave my first ride as an Uber driver.
Oh man, that's weird.
So I picked up two drunk dudes from Bar Louie, took them through the drive-thru at Taco Bell, and then drove them home.
How much money did you make?
It was $12 for about 15 minutes.
So you get, like, how much of the...
But you have to save for taxes, though.
Right, so you're supposed to save for taxes, and then Uber took, like, a $2 fee, roughly. But you get paid, you get a base fee of, like, nearly $2, and then it's so much per minute and so much per mile. And so they're,
so you made, like, $8?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
For 15 minutes?
Yeah, like, and Barlow is really close to my house, it's just at our mall here, so, like, I went and got him. And they were like, yeah, man, just take us through Taco Bell. And it's a super slow Taco Bell. So that was honestly about 10 minutes of it because they lived really close.
Did you talk to them? And, like, how did you get to become an Uber driver? Like, how does that work?
You have to sign up for it. It, like, you can't just necessarily, like, say, oh, okay, I want to do it and, like, register. You have to, like, send in your insurance, your license, social security number, registration. You have to get a background check. Like, there's a whole process for it.
Right.
And it took about a week or so before I got approved. And then they make you, like, watch a couple videos and everything that you have to just make sure, like, you know the etiquette and essentially how to be safe with it and everything.
I have another coworker who is an Uber driver registered. I'm not going to say their name.
Why?
But I would never get a ride with them. And I do not know how they got registered.
You don't have to take a driving test. It's just process. a background.
It's not like they make you drive through a course to see if you can turn.
But that's what scares me about Uber is you could just get hired.
The thing with it is the only people who is at, you know, midnight, because that's the only time you ever get requests, going, man, I really need a ride right now, drunk people. So you're essentially signing up to drive drunk people.
Yeah, the designated driver.
Yeah.
Uber DD.
It's not bad, like... They were nice and everything.
Did you talk to them?
I talked to them a little bit, like, said hi, whatever, and then they started trying to talk to me, so I'm like, so how long have you been doing this? So I lied and said about a month.
And you're my first...
No. You're like, I have my driver's permit.
I have my permit.
I can't drive a car. I just saw you guys waiting outside.
They're not going to care. They'll be like, that's awesome, man.
I'm 12. Do you guys want to go play Dungeons & Dragons?
I did ask that, surprisingly.
And they said yes.
They said yes.
So then they came over to your house, ate Taco Bell, played Dungeons & Dragons.
And it was all the while you were on the clock.
They were both like 27, I would say, they looked like.
You should have added them on Facebook.
I only know one of their first names. But like they...
What was the name?
Craig.
Craig! Shout out! Craig!
Craig, if you went on an Uber ride recently...
Craig, are you still drunk?
Thanks for the business.
Well, he's going to the Cubs game on Monday. So,
South Bend Cubs? You're driving there?
No, Chicago Cubs.
Okay. Are you driving?
You're the next Uber driver for his Chicago trip?
If he asks for a driver, that's kind of a lot of money.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think I get paid for the drive back, though, so...
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Blake, what's your victory of the week?
Played some pretty excellent tennis yesterday. Thanks to Max coming in town. So
appreciate
you. I mean, we went to a tie break, and typically it doesn't like go very long, so it was fun. We both hit pretty well. Typically we have more unforced errors than winners, but we were hitting pretty solid, so I was glad we got to play. And
most points are not, you know, that you couldn't get to it or anything, as much as it is...
Oops, I just completely mishit that. Nowhere close to where I wanted it to be. But yeah, it was fun. We played well, and I was glad I got to see him. So,
Kenny, what's your victory of the week?
I was able to go swimming for free. There's a public pool in Mishawaka called Merrifield Public Pool.
It's literally 4 inches from us right now.
And
swimming at Merrifield?
Yeah, well, I wanted to get some laps in because I do
Did
a
you
lot
go
of
during
swimming.
The lap
Did
swim?
You just hop the fence? And
well, what happened was the utility gate was open, and so I just walked through the gate and got into the pool. And normally you have to pay $3 to get in.
I feel like that is just so Kenny.
I was ready to pay the $3, but then I saw my opportunity. I saw that this gate was just open, so I walked right in and nobody said anything. And so I felt really, really good about it because that was money that I saved.
Great savings.
Yeah, they say $3 saved
is $3 not spent.
It's $3
wow,
that you still have. spend at a later
was
time.
Was it during lap week or lap day or whatever that is?
It's lap week.
I think they just do it like before noon or something.
You can only do laps
the entire week.
Well, my sister-in-law used to work there, and she said, if you want to go during laps, because it's just older people, it's pretty quiet. But like as soon as it's just like open, whatever, it's just a whole bunch of little hood.
I would be worried about going with older people in case one of them drowned and there's just a dead body in the pool.
Deflecates.
My victory of the week is that Blake and I got one of our coworkers to join our clan in Clash of Clans. Oh,
very impressive.
Big and
will she participate in war? We have yet
to see.
This is a person that we're trying to get on the podcast. We'll get her on eventually. Well,
it's going
to
happen.
All right.
That's her twin sister.
Well, shout out, by the way. I just got a picture from a friend of mine who's wearing socks with sandals right now. And if you follow me on Twitter, you know I'm a big supporter of Socks with Sandals.
This week's episode's brought to you by Socks with Sandals, Uber, Clash of Clans, Red Bag Records, My Custom Band Merch, and Kenny.
Yep.
He donated the $3 to
support. $3 he saved going toward our fund. We now have a total of $1,000,003 in the bank.
We are very rich. Thank you for tuning in, ballers. Keep free balling.
Keep balling.
Okay, bye.